Angelo Cervi for Fred Film Radio. We still are at the 32nd Torino Film Festival, and we are here with Brian Reisberg, the director of Big Significant Things. Hello, Brian. How are you?
Ciao. Hi.
Your film is in competition, yes. And it tells a story about this guy that leaves for a journey around America just to go and visit the biggest things that America have.
Right, there's this, they have them all over the world, but I don't know, you drive around the country in the United States and you'll see, you know, the world's largest ball of twine, the world's largest carrot, the world's largest tooth, really weird stuff.
Yeah, the largest bucket.
Yeah, largest bucket.
Or the largest chair, which is weird. But this trip is like, for this guy, is more like a journey to find himself again or to understand exactly what he wants to do.
I don't know if I would call it a journey to... He doesn't go on a trip, a journey to find himself so much as... I think he just... You know, it's a guy who watched a lot of road trip movies and wanted to have that experience for the sake of having it, but didn't really understand that road trips so often end up in disappointment, as in many things that you can kind of... set off on a journey to do. So it's a guy wanting a certain experience for the sake of having it, because he's very young, he's very white, he's very sheltered, hasn't really done much.
Actually, at the very beginning of the movie, he's also very, he looks very naive, very enthusiastic, and very like, even too enthusiastic.
Yeah.
For what he's seeing and his
experience. You know, he thinks he's going to go on a trip and have these spontaneous adventures and do all this crazy shit, and you know, I don't know if he really knows why he's doing it, because I think that's fine. A lot of people do a lot of things without really knowing what they're looking for or why they're doing it, and that's a real thing to me. For somebody to go on a trip and say, you know what, I need to go on this trip to find myself or to become a better person, I don't see that as realistic. I think people are a bit more ignorant to themselves to do something like that.
And how did you come up with this idea of such a plot? Was it something that you were thinking about, or you read something, or what inspired you?
It was actually when I was, I think, 23, when I was in New York City. I went to school in New York. I was 23, and I was out at a bar, and I don't go out too much. And it was a pretty poor night, and it was raining. Instead of taking the train home, I walked home. I don't know why. I walked home and I just thought, you know, what if I just left? What if I just went somewhere and didn't tell anybody? Which is a pretty, I think, childish and stupid thought to have, because, I mean, my life wasn't that hard. I'm a you know, middle class Jew from Maryland, which is below New York, and everything was great. Went to a good school. Went to New York University. Nothing bad really ever happened to me. And it kind of reminded me of a lot of my favorite films, which are a lot of the films of the 70s, or even some Italian films like Il Sorpasso or Una Vita di Ficella and Pierre Lefou. And, you know, you had all these films in the 70s where people were very impassioned about going somewhere or escaping from something. Yeah. And they had good reason to. So to think about going to do that without really a good reason seems funny to me, because there's really nothing left to explore or discover, as it were. I mean, you go to a place like any place in Italy that's like a beautiful place, that, you know, the Colosseum, it's like Disneyland. You have people handing out everything to, it's just, people have been all over the place and enough so that you can't really get lost anymore, and that's just funny to me.
So it was not like a way to escape the fact that it was soon to get married, and he was going to move to another city to buy a house with his girlfriend, so it was not like an escape to that, from that.
I think there's some roots to it, but I don't think that was the whole reason. I think, you know, by the end of the trip, you kind of find some things about yourself that you didn't really want to find, you know, or think to find. So I think when somebody finds a discrepancy or a difference between who they actually are and who they thought they would be, you know, that can cause a really big problem.
I understand. Listen, Brian, who are the directors that influenced you the most, or you that you admired most?
Probably the top of the list is Alexander Payne. Uh-huh. And actually the composer from Nebraska, which was his last film, did my film, which we were very fortunate to have. His name is Mark Orton. He's very talented. Alexander Payne was probably at the top of the list. And let's see, below that there's Pietro Germi. There's Yasujiro Ozu from Japan. You know, I love Bennett Miller, who just did Foxcatcher, which was phenomenal. He's an incredible character director. Let's see else, Dino Risi, La Tuata.
So you have a lot of Italian influences.
Lots of Italian.
How
lots
come
of Italian.
That?
The Commedia Italiana was one of the greatest. You know, I don't think it was just a golden era for Italy. I think it was a golden era for the world. You know, I think the first time I saw Una Vita di Ficile, Alberto Sordi in that film, I'd like never seen anything like him before. And you know, you have all these guys who are making these films that were once regarded as whatever, it's comedy.
Yeah, yeah,
you know,
like, yeah,
at
exactly.
The time when you had Pasolini and you had Antonioni making all these films that were serious and they were very well respected, and these guys just kind of got a little bit passed over. Mm-hmm. I think
yeah,
I think
comedy always is, you know.
Yeah, but you know, one of the ways that you can kind of say something dramatic or say something genuine in my mind is with satire and with comedy, and Germi did it well, Scola did it well, Agent Scarpelli, and these guys that you know, I think Antonioni and Pasolini, they have their places in history, but something that kind of gets me going a little bit is somebody who says something a little bit intelligent and kind of puts a different perspective on it to the point where it makes it a, you know, a laughable thing, because I think that at least with what Germi was dealing with in a lot of his films, it's laughable.
Yeah.
A lot of those characters, it's just...
Even if the subtext is not laughable at all, but
right.
The way it was...
Right, no, it's very, very serious stuff.
Very serious stuff, yeah.
And that's a lot of what Payne does, and he was kind of my entry point into
I mean, I can see something of Alexander Payne movies in your movie, actually.
Oh, thank you, that's very kind. Yeah. I
know. Now, yeah, there was some references. I mean, well, I don't know, maybe just the tone, the way of telling, of storytelling, and the tone of it is really...
Well, he's really good at, you know, I think one of the hardest things to hit is a certain tone or a rhythm, and I think Alexander Payne is, you know, his rhythm is beautiful in a lot of the films that he does, and his tone is, you know, it's just such a hard thing to, you know, create or to mimic. But, you know, he's on another, obviously, another level. I don't think I come close to...
Well, you know, like, I mean, you have plenty of time to make it, you know?
Yeah, I think we'll be good. It's just a starting point.
Exactly. Listen, Easy Move has been released in U.S. already?
No, it hasn't been released yet. We're looking for a release probably within the first half of next year.
Next year, okay. Yeah. And which are your next projects? How many projects are you working for?
Well, right now, me and my production company partner, Andrew Corkin, who actually produced for Jim Mickle, who's also here at the festival, we did We Are What We Are. We just finished production on another film called Emily. We have working on a few projects for next year, and then I'm writing my next one for next year as well.
For next year as well. Okay, so you are ahead of you a very prolific and intense year, I think.
It was busy, yeah.
It would be busy for you. And we thank you a lot for having been with us. It was Brian Reisberg, the director of Big Significant Things. I'm Angelo Acerbi from the 32nd Torino Film Festival for Fred, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio. 24/7 on fred.fm and smartphone apps.